Royce Davison was a freshman in college when a freestyle he'd casually recorded in his dorm room started to catch fire on the internet. A little over a year later, it's been played 94 million times on the free streaming service SoundCloud. Now the rapper and producer who calls himself Ugly God has released his first full-length project. As NPR's Franny Kelly reports, the 20-year-old is now in the middle of a revolution in youth culture.
So what's your opinion on Ugly God, Mom?
As Ugly God's debut full-length release begins, he's being insulted.
I mean, he's just not that attractive, and then all he wants to sing about is dumb stuff.
That's a mom whose kid hosts a YouTube channel that features her reacting to currently trending rap videos. Her objections have precedent. Recall Tipper Gore pushing warning stickers for records on Oprah back in 1990.
So parents would be alerted when there was graphic material.
I don't know if that helps or hurts, because I think kids, when they see the label, they want it even more.
Oprah's not wrong. The video for Ugly God's Water has to date been watched more than 30 million times.
Water, 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 okay, water.
Ugly God is as surprised as anybody by his popularity.
Honestly, man, I honestly don't know. I think it was me making these lizard videos, and I used to make videos of me grabbing lizards and putting them on my nose, and I was just gaining followers just from that. And then they just realized I made music, viral music, just like those videos, and then it just everything clicked.
I drip in your like water. I splash on your with the water. Water, 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 water.
It's not children are supposed to be listening to it, but I'm at the same time I know who my audience is. Children. It's been expanding, but for the most part, it's kids.
Teenagers and kids in their early 20s set the tone on all of the social media platforms that germinate widely shared content. They sift the torrent of media aimed their way and route the imagery and sounds that amuse them or that they relate to or whatever just gets stuck in their heads. And the way to every kid's heart is to choose a lyric or subject matter that's off limits at home.
This is what it is. Like, this is freedom, bro. I never could do, really. It's part of the art.
I went to Dollar General to buy a pack of Skittles. Then I saw a girl, she looked delicious. She walked down my aisle, so I turned around. Then I saw that booty from a distance.
The art of making catchy music that has the side benefit of irritating parents is something that's been making corporations money for a slick century. But Ugly God has a different end game, and he's following in some big footsteps to get there.
Lil B in the house, huh?
Lil B made his name in the MySpace era, the mid-2000s, and became the improbable hero of young people turned off by a bloated music industry they felt was taking advantage of them.
My motto has always been for the people. You can kind of compare what I do in the likeness of the gentleman who founded Walmart. You know, I like to respect the customer.
Lil B gave his music away for free. He invented a dance that spread from online user-made videos to the NBA. Through his social media, a book, and occasional university lectures, Lil B spread a message of positivity and self-belief with songs that don't follow the rules.
That turned to a moment I'm in because I can't sit in jail. That was never my friend. As if I go back, I say never again. Lil B in handcuffs, living life is a sin. I'm black kid.
Lil B back then and Ugly God now speak directly to their peers. Lil B put out his first song with a group called The Pack when he was 16.
You know, reporting it from a teenager's perspective early, yeah, I think it's a powerful time to talk to the people at that age. I just think if you want to speak with them, you have to connect with them in some way.
His words were so inspirational, bro. He's way smarter than people think.
What Ugly God does with that inspiration and what teenagers take from his songs is frequently a critique of
how everybody just really acts the same, sound the same, and look the same, and think the same. It's weird how everybody wants to impress everybody, so everybody looks the same, acts the same, trying to impress each other. That's just stupid.
Both Ugly God and Lil B, who's putting out an album himself later this month, are encouraging kids to be themselves and build a community around that.
A community where everybody's accepted.
The foibles of adults are more apparent than ever these days, and nobody seems to be above a vulgar joke. If the message teenagers are putting out in the world is be yourself and love your neighbor, then maybe it's time we start listening to the children.
I was like one of them. And then they just push me up, like, handle your business for us.
For NPR News, I'm Franny Kelly.
Thanks, Ugly God.